Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
What's up? God damn it, it's a good day. It's Sunday. A lot of shit didn't happen, and it's over. Well, not over, but, you know, I'm done with it. Man, I'm feeling good. This is the Ask Rosebud show. And you know, I ain't going to really be trying to talk a whole bunch of bullshit. You know, I got hella shit to say, so whatever you bring up, it don't matter. I got a lot to say about it. Any subject, you know I'm going to handle it. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all, though. Contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. You know, you can check my site out too, AskRosebud.com. But, man, I got so much shit to kick with you tonight. Oh, wait. Don't sleep on my doggone MP3 files, goddammit. I got a gang of them. A gang of them, they on CD, baby. Now, I got the audio book of my motherfucking Rosebud's American Pimp. You know, other copies I got on my site, Rosebud the Author. The audio, the hard copy, the ebook, and all the other books. Now, call in, goddammit. 845-277-9263. Call in and ask whatever question. You know, recently some dude's been attacking me, you know, on my email. And I told that motherfucker, man, I ain't trying to argue with you on no motherfucking email, man. And I gave him this number. Like, nigga, if you got something to say to me, call in. Maybe the nigga call in. I don't know. I don't even know who this nigga is. And I don't know what he's talking about, trying to tell me I'm kicking old school shit. Like, you know, man, I ain't got no bitch. What the fuck are you talking? Uh-oh. Let's see who this is. When is this nigga? Hello? This Bud, what's up?
Ain't no professor, this Cameo DeMore.
Cameo, what's up?
Nothing much. I just want to say something real quick. Like, since us WU and to the point I'm at now, a lot of things are starting to become clear to me as far as, you know what I'm saying, having principles and dealing with bitches and just the whole nine. A lot of things are coming clear to me, and it's easier to act on my think it do it side now.
Man, it's
I'm on
weird.
To what I'm...
Cameo, it's weird you said that, because what I'm going to kick it about tonight is change and dealing with it. So say some of what you said. And press one again or whatever, so that you can have another question. Because just listen to what I'm be talking about before you do, though.
Okay.
All right. So let me put you back in. So you guys, this is my point, and my point is clear. My shit is deep. It ain't surface. I don't just skim across bullshit so you can guess about it. And that's because I ain't joking. I'm very serious. This shit is real to me. So I emphasize, hear what I say, but make your own goddamn mind up. Don't be let me persuade you to think some kind of way that's not really you. Because I try to persuade you to think you, even if you don't agree with me. Come on. This is real shit we into. I'll be wanting to talk about what makes a regular motherfucker desirable. Not to a woman, to all women. There is something about each of you, including me, that we have. You know, like I said, man, hit me up. The phone number, 845-277-9263. You know, like I was telling the brother just now, what I want to talk about tonight, is, simply put, is just important. Understanding change and the importance it holds for each one of us is essential. You got to understand change, and you have to be willing to accept it. You can accept it by saying, okay, I hear you. Yeah, I agree with that. But that's not the acceptance that caller was talking about. Because I told them all, you know, this shit is not over because you graduated. If you keep applying what you learned here, you're going to start seeing more and more and more of what you already see. You just barely looking over the horizon. You can see, yes, I agree, you can see over to the other side. But that ain't nothing like a year, 2 years of you putting that shit together. Because at that point, you're going to be standing on the mountaintop, able to look all the way down that motherfucker from now on. This is what's so strong about this shit. This is why I ain't bullshitting. I remember when I decided to change. It was hella shit I had to overcome. If I wanted to reprogram my thinking, which was my first mistake, because a nigga don't need to reprogram his thinking. What a nigga need to do is be honest with what he's thinking. So let me say, I definitely had to overcome my old ways. If I fucking wanted to do any of the stuff that I'm doing now, if I wanted to do it successfully, I had to overcome all kind of shit. But how can you overcome? Why would it be hard for me to overcome accepting that I'm not pimping? When I know I ain't had a hoe in, let's say, X amount of, I'm talking about years ago when I started thinking about this. Let's say I ain't had a hoe in 5 years. Why would it be hard for me to overcome at this point that fact? Because that's the truth. Nigga, you ain't had a whole 5 years. How you gonna try to live like a pimp? See, what I'm saying is, since I was and still am Rosebud the motherfucking pimp, I had to accept. I left the game. That motherfucking game did not leave me. Therefore, I had to arrange my mind. It could be reprogramming if you want to say that, but it's not. I just had to input the correct things to think about, which was this square shit. How the fuck would I want to compete with some pimping-ass motherfucker? This motherfucker got way more than me, gonna have way more than me, can do with it. I don't give a fuck what I know. I'm not that stupid. I ain't finna do that. So once I realized what I'm saying, it became much easier for me to see what was going on with me. I was living this big old square life now. seeing it through the lenses of a pimp. Now, that's going to cause problems. That's going to cause problems. This pimp nigga that's seeing this shit ain't going to like none of it. And that's what was going on with me. But if a nigga is living this life, seeing it through the lenses of a motherfucker that got game, whether he's square or not, don't matter. The nigga can make moves, the nigga can do things, the nigga can set shit up all about what he's doing. Because game is about what you're doing. That's why it's a broad definition of it. I mean, a lot of people want to just limit it to having hoes, but that's a lot of people that's thinking about that game. Because if you talk to every basketball playing motherfucker, he's going to be talking about, man, nigga got to be at game. Woo-woo. Every time he mentioned the shit, he talking about basketball. But what they both talking about is being dope at what they do. Yes, that's what they be talking about. So my motherfucking point is, unlike most of you guys out there, I'm a big believer in change. And what's more, I firmly believe change is a good thing, especially when change is promoted by achieving your goals. How are you going to sit up and tell yourself that you have decided to do something different, better, and you haven't changed any of your ways? How can you expect to do it? But a lot of people do just that. And they think I'm talking negative about them when I say it's not going to happen. Why would any man think he doesn't have to perform at his very best every single day he's alive? The reason most motherfuckers don't do that is because they ain't willing to accept change. Because you might have to be doing something different Wednesday than you did Monday if you're trying to perform at your very best every day. Now, you can say, you know, I've noticed this much about me, and that's my criteria. And then for the rest of your life, you can measure yourself against that criteria. And if you meet up to it, fine. But that's not doing your very best. Because tell me what motherfucker that sprinter that run 9.5 don't want to run 9.4. Tell me what sprinter to run 9.5 and wanted to run 9.4 and ran 9.4 don't want to run 9.3. Ooh, which one? Who's satisfied with what they did, even if it broke a record? This is what I'm talking about, man. So what, you ain't getting no trophy? So what, don't nobody know how hard you trying? I think I crossed the finish line first. Well, I'm doing my damn best. And let's say I did come in second. I don't even want that ribbon. Fuck you, I'm gone. If I ain't coming in first, I don't want it. I lost, so fuck it. Who wanna just be happy I participated? Fuck that. I thought I could win. That nigga burnt me up. So fuck that second place. Don't let it be a third place. I'm liable to commit suicide. Shit. The reason for all this shit is shocking. But I'm going to give it to you, man, because deep down inside of all of us, even me, is a lazy-ass motherfucker just lying in wait. Motherfuckers just waiting to come out and be as lazy as he could possibly be. You might not believe that shit, but that shit is true. Most of you motherfuckers, and I would say all of you, but I'm pretty sure I can't say it, so I'm going to just say most of you motherfuckers will fold under the slightest pressure and not even realize you're folding. And once you do realize it, make up reasons to accept it, then you don't even care that you fold. See, I mean, you don't have to admit that. It's hard to hear something said publicly that you guilty of in this punk shit. Now, see, then you get upset at me when I don't baby you entertaining your bullshit reasons. I do not cater to no motherfucker when you ask me a question. Especially if you list an option. That's the very purpose of my shit. To make you confident enough to believe in yourself. How can you believe in yourself if you have a situation with more than one option and you need to call some motherfucker to ask what's cool? Ain't that a bitch? You know what you're supposed to do? Choose one, do it, and then after it's done, call some motherfucker to talk about it. See, what did you do the right thing? See, woo, woo, woo. That's what real motherfuckers do. Real motherfuckers don't have options and then call a motherfucker to ask, what you think about that, man? I could do this, you know, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking about, man, fuck you, man. That's what I say. Fuck you and damn you. I wish I knew that bitch. I'd hit on her. Shit, you weak-ass motherfucker. Why? Because you motherfuckers are scared to make mistakes. Why are you so afraid of making mistakes? When you make them every day, each day you live, especially when it comes to bitches. And you be brave enough to think you're choosing what the fuck you're doing. Making mistakes and accepting them. It's the only fucking way you're going to grow. How do you know if you bent down on the ball to catch it right unless you missed a motherfucker? I'm just saying, man. Growing is taking that chance. Taking that ultimate chance to be wrong. And you'll find most times you're not wrong. You was just scared to see. Which made you think you was wrong. Which made you act wrong. Come on, man. It just goes on. I be trying to stress to be reaching for shit. And to me, your goals are the best goddamn things that I could suggest that you reach for. You just got to remember. Some things you hear are true, even if it didn't come from me or someone you trust. It's a fact that just as you are what you eat, you are who you hang out with. You are who you listen to. You are what you try to be or not be in life. I'm telling you, you are what you think. And you go act or react on what you feel or get from your thoughts. Man, we go so deep into this at SWU that my motherfuckers don't have. Well, I can't call them my motherfuckers. The motherfuckers that graduate, they don't have this kind of weak ass thinking. They don't. I mean, maybe they have a doubt here and there, but they only, you know, graduated last year. They gotta live this shit for a while. I've been living this shit 40, 50 years. I learned a long time, just like I just talked to Young Ramsey today. Niggas lost a bitch. Woo, woo, woo. I said, nigga, what the fuck happened? Why? Nigga, I don't know the bitch. I said, nigga, that bitch coming back. He said, nah, blood, the bitch, woo, woo. That was like two, three days ago, whatever. Nigga called me right before the show. But it happened just like you said. I said, nigga, that bitch brought some paper back. He said, yeah, and I said, didn't that bitch bring you damn near as many days as she was gone, the amount of money that she would have brought? He said, no, not really, man, but it was close. So I'm saying, well, what did you miss, nigga? Because what I'm saying, I told you, motherfucker, last 3 days ago, the bitch is coming back. And what I'm saying, I ain't had a bitch in 30 years. So how the fuck do I know that? I know that because I know bitches don't change. I don't give a fuck what time period is. Yeah, they may have a different gripe than the bitch had 30, 40 years ago, but they still have the same gripe. All you got to do is be a man about handling it. Let the bitch know, fuck you and damn you, bitch. I'm going to keep pimping. And when you want to get back at me, like I told that nigga to tell that bitch, which he did, and when you want to get back at me, I'm going to be pimping. Man, what I'm saying is, this is from 30, 40-year-old shit I know. Why is it relevant now? Because I keep trying to tell you motherfuckers, you sick when you be talking about times change. Styles, whatever. Laws, whatever. Different shit, whatever. Do change with the times. Motherfucker used to couldn't press the gas pedal hard to the floor and go past 40 miles an hour. Shit. Don't tell me a motherfucker can't press the gas pedal and go down to 300 now. So times have changed. But the idea of racing and how to win has not changed. Of course, some of the shit you use changed, but not settling for the best has not changed. So I'm just saying, you know, when I be kicking it with you motherfuckers, I just, man, you don't know how much you be making me sick when you be talking about the times. See, when you motherfuckers feel fear from your goals, see, the your goals, when you really have them, they're going to force you to do something. But you motherfuckers buckle under the pressure because you don't know what will happen. That's what's wrong with you. So fucking what, you don't know what will happen? What's wrong with seeing? What the fuck is wrong with doing it and see? Now, if you don't know what will happen when you jump off this cliff that's 1,000 feet up, I don't suggest you do it and see. But if it's something doable that ain't going to risk your life or bodily harm, what the fuck is wrong with seeing? Damn, I'm scared of them. I don't know what's around that corner, man. Shit, suck it up. Walk around the corner, 2-3 bitches around that motherfucking corner, grinning. Oh, shit. You don't know what's around the corner. You the one thinking about some 3 big brutal bullies trying to rob you and shit. So, I'm just saying, come to me with scenarios that you try. And you can try to make it work, but for whatever reason, you know, didn't get what you wanted. Those are the kind of failures you want. Those are the kind of failures you need but I prefer to see them as building blocks. I don't see them as failures. Anytime you don't get what you're looking for, it becomes a building block that's shaping your motherfucking character and what will make you the motherfucker you want to be. I just be trying to kick the shit with you, man. That's all I be trying to do. And when I kick it, yeah, I feel good. But I would rather, what the fuck are you motherfuckers on here for if I'm not sparking thoughts in your mind? I'm saying this, I ain't mad at you. Don't get me wrong. But I know I ain't just talking some bullshit. Seems like I'd have, many of you motherfuckers on there, seem like I'd have a lot of motherfuckers asking questions, trying to clarify what I'm saying, because you're curious. But I don't know. You ain't gotta say shit. But let me ask you this. If you don't think a certain way about yourself, what makes you think this woman or people will feel that way about you? Now, I agree, women don't like ignorant dudes. But they do not give a fuck about how smart you are. They only care about two things. And those two things are very important to women. And these two things you should do if you got to do better than all right if you really want to have a woman. Because they care about if you can fuck the shit out of them. And they care about how sharp you are when it comes to handling them in a heated situation. They do not care about anything else. They'll use everything else to try to throw you off. But this is why I'm such a motherfucker. Because when the bitch fussing, whatever, I narrow it down to those two things. Is she kind of saying this because I ain't fucking the shit out of her? Nah, the bitch ain't saying that. So she gotta be fucking with me, testing me to see how sharp I am, to see how I'm going to stand to my principles about whatever the fuck she talking about. And I always just, you know, stand up. So to me, I ain't, you know, right. I just know I'm correct. If you want a woman, if you want her to have an attraction for you, you gotta represent what she see as an alpha motherfucker when you deal with any kind of problem around her. Don't have to be with her. Just she happen to be in your presence and some shit jump off. For her to see you, oh my God, what am I going? For her to see you doing all that shit, just lessen, well, this is my opinion. Just lessens your opportunity to be the monster you could be. If you represent anything else, you may get the fuck the bitch, but you're going to be chasing her. And she's going to lead you straight to your bank account. My shit provides you with real confidence building information. And it a lot of times I deliver it in such an entertaining fashion, you can't really think that it's information. But for your information, there's a new category of radio and television and media. And it's called infotainment. It's information. Guaranteed to teach you about whatever that information is concerning. But it's also delivered to you in such a ghetto fantastic way that a motherfucker feel entertained hearing it. But the problem with that is most of you motherfuckers feel so entertained that you forget to take down or take the information so that you can retain it. It's cool. I ain't complaining. I'm just telling you about some shit. Nowhere in my courses or on my videos or in my shows do it say that I'm going to take your hand and help you to decide what to do in a given situation. Nowhere. I have never claimed that I would accept all of your emails and answer your same question that you asked 14 different ways. I just believe it's totally unfair of any of you to even think I should be subjected to that kind of shit. But if there's any kind of legitimate questions, I do not care. By all means, man, I hate I brought this in. Hold on 1 second. Donna, I'm doing my radio show. I'll call you back as soon as I'm done. Okay. What I'm saying, but any motherfucking way, you have to really understand that I only do what I said I would do. If you have legitimate questions and you really have something that you really want to ask the shit. You know, just don't ask me what's the best thing to do or how to do this or how to do that. I don't want to be that motherfucker to give you some how-to shit. Most times I go off and act like you're bothering me. If you want to know why, it's because when you say this or that, you have a choice. So make it. Stop wanting somebody to make important decisions for you. 347, what's up with you, bro?
What's up, bud? Man, look, my question, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. This question here, anywhere but Hollywood, but the cops knew y'all. Let's say you and Tay was somewhere in a restaurant somewhere and y'all was popping it, and then the police walked in. Would y'all keep popping it or would y'all zip it?
Well,
y'all, quiet
no, listen. If we saying some shit that's illegal, we ain't gonna keep saying that shit, but we ain't gonna be quiet because they came in. We gonna change what we talking about because we ain't really scared of the
right.
police. We don't want them to notice us. But if we try to make them not notice us, that's going to make them notice us and follow us. So, you know, we might
right.
laugh and say, man, the bitch just love his dick, man. Say that shit loud enough and the nigga laugh over there, whatever. You know, I'm just saying, man, I'm going to fuck that bitch again, whatever. Some shit like that, you know, let them know. But that ain't what we were talking about when they came in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay, check game. See, this is what another thing you got to understand. If you deal with me and my coach, of course, you're going to learn some new information. And this information is going to help you develop a proactive decision-making ability. But what I'm saying is it's going to do you absolutely no good if you try to figure out the ways that it's not right. I mean, you can, and if it's not right, 701, hold on 1 second. You can, and if it's not right, you're going to have to accept that it is right. Or you can try something else, but if that's not right, you're going to have to accept that it is right. What's up, 701?
I got a quick question.
Come on.
I want to know, when you was in the game, did you have a plan to leave the game with certain amount of money before you left? Or you was like,
no.
Whatever money come with, that's
no,
how you live with it?
No. I did not even plan to leave the game when I left the game.
So you left the game like with no money at all?
I left the game with game. I left the game with some jewels.
Okay.
I left the game, you know, with not no money, but, you know, I wasn't broke. But I sure ain't had no damn money.
Okay. The reason I asked that is because I was watching Tay on YouTube. He was like, he left the game with Eddie Rex. He could have left with some more. So, you know, I was just kind of curious.
Tay left with what he left with. I ain't saying he did or didn't, but his Eddie Rex got to be in some of the shit he had, because I know he didn't have Eddie Rex cash. But if that's the case, I didn't leave him, I don't think, that much, but I think it was something like 40. You know, you could cash in, but who want to cash in? Who want to cash in? No, man. That's not what, bro, listen. You thinking that the shit all ass backwards. Well, you know, what I'm saying is, man, you don't be in the game. You do. You know, let's say right now you got certain amount of money, close to a mil or more than a mil. You want to do something. Now, I don't know what, because I wasn't in that position, but you want to do something that's going to be proactive toward your future, period.
Okay.
But how many things can you do that's not going to attract the attention that's going to take your shit?
I heard that.
If you buy anything, real estate, they finna see how you got the money. You can fool them. You can have a shell company. You can put it in somebody else's name. But you don't know how they work now, man. If you put it in your mama's name, they ain't gonna do nothing but prove that she can't do it.
I want to ask this one question.
Wait, man. Do you know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
They're going to take it.
You're going to lose everything.
That's right.
Yeah,
they're going to take
everything.
They're going to take the motherfucking shit. That's what they're going to do.
I don't want that question.
Go ahead. Come on.
Now, I just want to know, what's the most money a woman ever brought you?
30 racks.
To you, is that good or bad?
Huh?
To you, is that good or bad?
Shit, man. That's great. Let me tell you something, man. Listen.
That's good money to me, man. That's good money to me.
Listen, man. Let me tell you something. I know motherfuckers that done got 100 racks, 200 racks from a bitch.
Damn.
But let me ask you. Listen, man. Listen to me, man.
I'm listening. This shit is dope, man.
So, which bitch is the bad bitch? The bitch that got $2-3 million and she break you off 200 racks? Or the bitch that got 30 racks and the bitch break you off 30 racks? Which bitch is the baddest bitch?
Shit, the one that bring you 30 racks?
The one that did what?
The one that bring you the 30,000.
Why you say that?
I mean, they both bring the same amount of money, though.
No. See, that's why I know you just guessed that bullshit. Man, you can't fuck with me, man. You can't play me. If you answer that answer, you know why that bitch is the best bitch. But you don't. What I'm saying is that you motherfuckers are crazy. The bitch that give you 200 racks is buying you. The bitch that give you 30 racks is paying you. And she will continue to pay you like that. If that bitch get 200 racks, she giving you 200 racks. If that bitch steal 800 racks, she bringing you 800 racks.
I get it now.
So you
want to make it with you, OG. I'm still listening.
You want the business about you, man. You don't want the business about her.
That's what's up,
goddammit. All right. I'm sorry.
I like that. Hey, put me back in the queue.
Hey, 412, what's up with you?
517.
Go ahead, 412.
Yeah, this is Charles Pittsburgh, man. I was just calling to answer that man's questions and just to let him know that the one who give you everything, that's what you want. You want to be with the person who's about you 110%. You know, anything
Charles,
less is unacceptable.
Me,
I'm ready,
this
man.
Charles?
Yeah.
Man, you better call me.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. I'm ready.
Call me, man.
All right, bud.
Okay, Cammy, you ain't got nothing to say now. Okay. Hey, now check this out. The reason I'm like I am, the reason I say what I say, is because all these motherfuckers can't be wrong. They just can't be. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what I'm all about. Yeah, I want to make some money with my shit. But if you got shit to ask me and you ain't even bought my shit, I'm going to answer it. I ain't scared. I ain't trying to make you fuck with me. I just want you to. I don't want to lose no respect that I've earned over the years. You know, you cats who've been following me 6-7 years, you know I don't be talking too much shit about sex. But men like us, we want to develop the head on our shoulders. And that in itself will assist in the head between our legs performance. I mean, I'm just saying, if you think the right shit, I'm telling you, when you got a bunch of options, this bitch, that bitch, woo, 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 whoever you choose, you fuck the shit out of them. Period. It's just a whole different experience because you ain't just stuck. You ain't the kind of motherfucker that want to be stuck. At least that's my motherfucking ass. I can't help but notice that a lot of what you motherfuckers think is important is based on sex. Now, if that's what's important to you, so be it. I ain't really saying it ain't important. I just want you to remember, I don't be going deep into that kind of shit. This show is about manhood and how important a role confidence plays in your growth. This show is about learning how to control and master what it takes to display your mentality about your position in life. Anytime and anywhere. You only need no certain environment. The statements I make are meant for all men. Whoever you are in whatever field, you can take whatever you can get from it. And if it's going to assist you in being a better man, cool. Here's where the mistakes are being made. When I say something that may be over your head, most of you will try to find a way to understand it. If you can't understand it, a lot of you will still want to make sense of why you can't understand it. And in my case, you blamed it on the pimp. For me, you know, he's just a pimp nigga, you know, otherwise I don't care. So what I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you a well-kept secret. All motherfuckers like me know this secret. The reason everything I say and how I think has to do with motherfucking game I was in is because all women, 100% of women, are a fraction away from being a hoe. Period. A motherfucker like me know that. Which is why we don't care one iota what she did before she met us. We ain't interested in what you did. We interested in what the fuck you gonna do. Now, she could be a lawyer or a doctor, you know, and we could care less. But now, on the real, if the bitch is in that position, we ain't gonna try to get her to do no hoeing. We're going to try to see how we can charge this doctor bitch. Why she being a doctor? Or a lawyer? What I'm saying is we don't give a fuck. We coming at her the way we come at hoes. Bitch, if you want to fuck with me, you got to do something with me. Because we just already told her. We pimps. So the bitch going to say, but I'm a lawyer. I can't go be a hoe. Girl, I don't want you to know hoeing. Shit, I might have a case. I might have some legal matters. I might have some, you know, woo-woo. Well, I'll do anything to a baby. That's all I need from you right now. is that commitment? Shit. Then I might have to go think of something, but I will. The bitch gonna have to. Shit, come on. Anyway. Well, I'm saying. Man, a motherfucker like me don't care. I'm finna go full force. I ain't gonna let none of that shit intimidate me. We got rules. We got tenets. We keep it intact. I said it before. I'm gonna say it again. Women love a man with a set of beliefs. She can't make him change. I mean, you guys don't realize that the motherfucking women you meet, who all accept they have the full potential to be a hoe, sees you just as real hoes sees you. Women are taught by the media and fools like you to flaunt their pussy as an asset. Today's women have learned, and hoes already knew, that a hard dick do not have a conscience. That's why anytime they know you looking for some pussy, you getting charged. Just like hoes would do. Dinner or whatever, some kind of whatever, I don't care, romantic excursion, don't spend it to see if you get the pussy. Niggas like me, reverse that thing. And we learn how to make them motherfuckers know the dick is what's important. Girl, you can take that pussy and wrap it up in some hot pants, baby, and go sell it. Shit. Alpha dogs that I know are fully aware of how to make a motherfucking woman fiend for his goddamn dick. That's why he always tapped that ass last. Yes, this got to be done 2-3 things for me. Shit that she would not normally do. Now, we all know, you know, if you get the motherfucking ball. But wait a minute. Don't you motherfuckers know? If you get the bitch, everything she has come with her. How can you get the bitch and she leave her pussy wherever the fuck you met her at? How can you get the bitch and she leave her money wherever in what bank, like that bank ain't wherever you at? What if you get her, get in her head, catch her, she bringing all that other shit with her. I'm just saying, when I get ready to tap that motherfucking ass, this motherfucker has already been brain fucked to satisfaction. And she gonna show me by remaining with me in pocket until I let that bitch know I'm ready to hit that thing. It's just like that. I want you all to have many, many, many women so you can see what women think. Not what a woman think. You guys trip on a woman. Man, fuck that bitch. You can't have a string of women if all you think about is pussy. Most of you motherfuckers will never have more than one, bro. But if you hungry for the pussy, and this lady, this potential hoe, she just gonna make sure you kept good and full. She gonna make sure she give you that pussy all the time, but she gonna keep asking you for something. She know that, you know, she gonna need some shit. And as long as she keep you full of that pussy, you damn the old DNO pussy, you gonna do anything for the goddamn bitch. Part of being a real motherfucker is getting more from a motherfucking woman than her goddamn pussy. Shit. I wish, now don't get me wrong, I just spent plenty of money on bitches. I mean, men like me have controlled our thoughts about sex to make it come last. But that don't mean I don't want to have no fun with the bitch. Because I know if I get to this, she can't leave her pussy or her purse somewhere she think is safe. When it comes to a pussy, I don't tolerate that bitch playing no pussy games with me, which I'll venture to say all of you experience. The bitch telling you, hey, the bitch gonna tell you on Tuesday that you can get the pussy on Monday. And for the entire motherfucking week, you kissing that bitch ass waiting on Monday. That's some sucker shit. Obviously, you motherfuckers don't fully understand that I have adapted the mentality, not the philosophy, but the mentality of a person we all know is at the top of the food chain when it comes to women. Because if I don't catch a bitch, I ain't eating. I've adapted it in such a way that the regular motherfucking Joe of the world can benefit from it. It's the essence of what makes a motherfucker like me so irresistible. And I done broke the shit down for you to fully utilize to your benefit if you got the nerve to do it. I did this shit because I'm a regular Joe now. I just got a lot of experience with women. And I'm offering you the same chances to see the shit I see in your goddamn life. This ain't about pimping. This is about being an alpha man in this climate of Beta and Charlie motherfuckers. The confidence course helps you to build real and many alumni friends, people that know that you worked together on having the same understanding of women. The Council of Extraordinary Gentlemen, where they meet. Wait, 701, you got another question because I thought you was gone.
No, I'm just over here listening. I got another question, man. I want to ask you this question.
Okay, go
because,
ahead,
you know,
go ahead. You ain't got to. Now, this is cool. I thought you did. But in any goddamn way, the most common thing that people say about my shit is how often they're the ones that's being approached. They all admit it's the confidence that they learn to display. And they use it. They use it to attract women. What good is it to be confident if you can't use your confidence without talking to the bitch? None of them had that courage. Nor did they have the knowledge to do what they doing now. Until SWU laced them. Because I don't let them just say, I get it. Well, if you get it, go out and do it. Because that's what it asks you to do in the course, but you motherfuckers don't do that shit. You ain't gonna get to be a goddamn SWU without doing it. And hell yeah, you need to know how to handle a motherfucking woman in the bedroom. But what the hell does that do with What the fuck do you do with her afterwards? Where do your goddamn fucking skills take your goddamn ass after you done fucking? You didn't fuck the shit out the bitch. Okay. What now? You let her go home or let her go to sleep or what? I'm getting something from that bitch. More than a nut. I know where the skills I teach is taking any motherfucking woman you just fucked. And you certainly won't be dependent on how well you fucked her. You ain't going to be dependent on that shit to know what you're going to get from her. And no, she ain't going to be doing no homework. I got much more for a motherfucking bitch to do for me now. I'm no longer a pimp. And I have zero desire to rekindle that flame. But does that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I got? or am I supposed to overlook how I motherfucking affect the women who come in contact with me? Man, I got so much more to tell a woman about life since I didn't embrace my changes. Changes are important. How can you grow? I'm catching like a motherfucker. I know you guys be thinking I'm lying. I just called a 73. No, 2. Well, actually, he's 71 birthday in October coming up. But what I'm saying, my daughter introduced to me on the phone. Shit. What I'm saying is this. I ain't wasting no time. I'm cutting through all the bullshit. Just come trying to play like, you know, she's an old senior citizen. Look, if you're a senior citizen and don't want me to be talking about fucking the shit out you, you may as well leave me alone. I'm 67 years old. Then I'd be like, pussy. She said, damn. Hey, I'm meeting up with her Tuesday. I'm just saying, man, I ain't playing. You know, I'm an accomplished author. I wrote 20 novels. I've financed 2 documentaries. I've invented 3 children's games that teaches them about putting numbers together. And history. The shit I tell about that fucker that's going to turn her on to me does way more than my motherfucking dick could ever do. I'm already in her head because I had a goddamn confidence to do it and the knowledge to stay there. I'll just fuck that bitch and have her buy my next 1,000 books I need to sell. Or I have her getting graphics for the next project. Or whatever the fuck I need. I don't believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. That kind of thinking weakens any real man by allowing some kind of goddamn fantasy about women to control him. I talk about what you can get from a woman by showing her you are a serious alpha man with serious shit on your mind that needs tending. In my opinion, if that's all a woman can make do is, you know, for me, is make me calm, then fuck that bitch. I want all of you to think this way, and you will with the help of my course, but you don't need my course to think this way. Most of you do, but I'm just saying, I ain't gonna say you need it. If you want to fuck with it, you can. I know women would give you the world if you know how to get at them about it. And you don't have to want what I want, but you damn sure should want something from any woman you mess with. Why is it okay for that bitch to tell you, I don't want to go to bed so fast because I want to get to know you a little better before we do that? We're going to do it, but just let me get to know you a little better. And you say, well, how you want to do that, baby? And she said, well, take me out to dinner. Now, what I'm saying is this. Why would you start thinking, all right, I'm going to take baby out to dinner, and you think about this fabulous restaurant you're going to take her to, spend, you know, a couple dollars, woo, woo, woo. Instead of doing what I would do, because I tell that bitch, okay, let's go out to eat. And when I go pick the bitch up, I'm going to take that bitch to Burger King or McDonald's somewhere. That bitch is, you know, I'm going to tell that bitch as we pulling in there, I'm glad you said you wanted to get to know me better before you spent some money, before I, you know, took you or you spent some time with me. I want to get to know you better before I spend, you know, a whole bunch of money on some dinner. Come on, bitch. What I'm saying is, yeah, don't be mad at me because I got skills. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a motherfucking woman than some goddamn pussy. And I surely am not saying you should not want to tap that ass because the TTA is a must. Everything you think concerning me, every change in your life, All of it is possible. And the only way you won't get it done is if you don't get up and do it. Your confidence is sitting and standing wherever you, however you want to see it, waiting on your next move. Just as the next woman in your life is waiting on that same move. Get your shit and your mind together. Let the change take place so you can become that man you know you are. At least that's what I would do. You got to stop failing in the game of dating, and you got to start getting what you want from women. You all accept that if it's all possible, any woman you fucking will charge you. You all accept it. What I want you to start understanding and thinking is you want something from her besides her pussy. You certainly accept that she wants something from you besides your dick. The only thing she did was give you some pussy, and she really believes she can ask you for whatever she needs because of it. Why can't you think the same thing? Shit, you just gave her some dick and made her come. I've always believed fair exchange is in no way robbery. If that bitch sex organ is worth gifts, so is mine. And with that, fellas, I mean, you guys don't really have no questions. I thought this shit would spark a lot of goddamn conversation, but maybe it didn't. We just will get down next Sunday. Same time, same station. I'm out.